Hey everybody, this is Ray here, recording another gameplay. This time I'm going to be playing Hunter by Blind Software, formerly BSC Games, and it was actually Blind Software before it became BSC Games, so it kind of went back and forth. So, we are going to play Hunter. I think we're going to play normal difficulty, and just a normal adventure. We're not going to do a random adventure. I'm going to kind of take this opportunity to review and walk through the game while I play it so that someone that doesn't know how to play it or has never heard of it can get a taste of how to play it, but people that are really good at it can also enjoy just hearing a playthrough. So I hope you enjoy it, and I will start the game right now. And sometimes the window does not focus. I might have to fix that. Hold on.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, then press enter. Start adventure.
Alright, that was unfortunate. You didn't get to hear the awesome intro sequence, but if you want, you can download the trial and hear it then. So, Hunter is basically an interactive adventure game. It's kind of like an arcade game, and you have to complete 10 different tasks, and the goal of Hunter is to retrieve the ancient Bobo Travel Statue, which you have heard about all your life. So, I will stop there with the description of the game, and I will actually continue to talk about that as I play. So, I'm going to go through this menu. I'm not going to explain it, but
random start adventure.
Use the up and down arrow keys to go through it. I'm going to go to start adventure, press enter.
Use your up and down arrow. Easy, normal.
And down arrow to normal, and press enter. And why is it doing that? Alright, let me pause the game with the letter P and explain this level. This is the first level, and you are in the jungle, and you have to make your way through the jungle. To do that, you're automatically, like, walking as you go through the level. And the voodoo doctor is here, and he's keeping track of you, basically. The animals in the jungle are trained to tell him your location. So you want to stun the animals with your stun gun, and to do that, you have to press the left and right arrow keys to get your target on the animal. And when you hear a sort of, like, a weird fluttering sound, then you press the control key to fire your stun gun, and certain animals take multiple hits, and I'll tell you that as I play, but, and also, yeah, there's other things that I'll get to, but I'll get to them as I play. So there's one on the right, so I'm going to press the right arrow, and I heard that sound, so I pressed the control key twice for that particular animal. Also, the difficulty has an effect on how many times you have to shoot these animals too, and it also, they move faster on higher difficulties. So there's... Oh, that one took 3 hits, I forgot about that. Now, normally, the closer... These animals will move, so you can't mess around. So... Oh, there's 2 of them. Oops. Oh, God. Okay, there we go. Let me pause this a minute. So they will move around and go off screen. If you miss one and it goes off screen, you will lose points. And I think I said, the closer to the center of the animal is, the more points you get for it. So if you really want to get points, wait for them to come through the center and shoot them. And if you press the up arrow, it will bring your target back to the center for you. But more often than not, I forget to do that. Actually, when you kill an animal, you are automatically placed back at the center, no matter where you were. I just noticed that. Oops. Now that was a snake. To kill it, you have to press the enter key multiple times to use your machete to cut its head off. And the difficulty will influence how many times you have to press the enter key to do that, but you have to do it very fast. Oh! And there is the voodoo doctor. So you press space a number of times to climb a tree. If you don't do it fast enough, he will get you and you will lose a life. Same with the snake. The snakes and the voodoo doctor will cause you to lose a life. And if you, when you press the, I think I said this, if you press the space bar while you're in the tree, you'll jump out of the tree. But if you jump out too soon, well, you guess what happens. And I'm being rather careless with my shots. Oh! But obviously when you miss, you will lose points. And I don't know why that's happening, but we'll just deal with it. Next is the second level, obviously. Which is, I like it a lot. And in a minute we'll be told our score, hopefully. And we're not told our score, but we can get that with the letter S, I think, or maybe it might be the shift key, I forget. Anyway, this is the swamp. And in the swamp you have geysers that are spewing stuff out, so you have to avoid the geysers. So you use the up arrow to walk forward and left and right arrows to walk left and right, and that's how you walk past the geysers. And that is all I will tell you for now. I will tell you more as we get to these things, but this is actually an easy level for me. So I'm walking to the left a bit. And you also, the more you walk left and right, the more points you will lose, because I don't know why, but you are given like 5,000 points to start, and that's what... Oh, I forgot there's two geysers. You can walk in between these two, but I don't feel that brave yet. And now we're going to fall into some deep water. Very shortly. And, yep. So, here we are in the deep swamp water, so we press the up arrow rapidly to swim across it. And if you don't press it fast enough, you will drown. And now we've made it out of the water, so we just keep going normally. And what do we find? But that is a waterfall, so we have to just press one of the left or right arrow keys rapidly to escape it. And I chose right, but doesn't really matter. If you just keep going forward, you will perish. So we'll fall into the water again. Oh, yeah. Careful. Your character's name is Joe. That's a cool name to have. I like it. Oh boy. Careful, Joe. Okay. I hope I'm not talking too much. I'm just trying to be very thorough in explaining. Oh. Into the water we go. So that is pretty much the gist of this level. The difficulty will make a difference in some of the things here, and also the higher the difficulty, the longer this level gets. This is our second waterfall. We have 4 on normal, so we'll be having 2 more coming up. Again, I'm not worried about my score, I'm just trying to get through the game. And by the way, I am running this on Windows 7, 64-bit, so it does work. I haven't heard anything about it on Windows 8, but I think it might work. But you'll have to try it. Coming up on a waterfall. Yep. I'm going to the right on most of these so that the waterfall's on the left, but I think on the last one... Please. Okay, that was close. But on the last waterfall, I will go to the left. Just because I'll try to go on the left. I hope I won't run into a geyser doing that. last time we will be swimming across the water. Which is good because I'm getting tired of smashing my up arrow. I'm probably going a little too fast. I probably don't need to go as fast as I'm going. And waterfall, please. I'm trying to pass this geyser before... Oh, there it goes. So I'm gonna walk forward a bit and we should find our waterfall. There it is. We should be clear. And our next level is the fishing level. Which, I'm gonna try something. I think it might be doing that because the window's not maximized. Okay, I just maximized it. We'll see if that helps. Probably not. Alright, it didn't. So, after each level, you will be told your score, except mine's messing up. In this fishing level, this is actually kind of a fun level. Fish, you're standing by a river, and fish are gonna swim by, and you press the control key to cast your fishing net into the water to catch them. And that is all I will say. So you wait till the fish is in the center. So I'm pressing the control key, and now I'm pressing the space bar to pull my net into shore. Now you can catch these off-center, but you'll get less points for that. But you will... You won't... There is a limit as to how far off-center you can be, obviously. And eventually we will get a crocodile that will... come out of the water for us. Like that. So we press the down arrow rapidly to... back away from the river, and now I press the up arrow key when we hear that breathing sound to come back. And that buzzing sound was a fish or two passing by. Oh, there's crocodile. Now, if you... Oops. If you don't back away soon enough, the crocodile will get you and you will lose a life. And that is a very gruesome sound indeed. Keep doing this until level ends, which is right there. Now, the fourth level is very difficult to play. Not so much to explain, but difficult to play. So I hope that it is clear. But it is actually a pretty easy level. So this level is Napper Bugs. It's kind of dark outside, so you can't really see too well, and there are these really annoying bugs coming at you. So, to swat them off of you, you have to press the control key. And it's like the jungle level, you press the left and right arrows to go left and right with your target, and press the up arrow to center your target so that you can get to center real quick, and then press the control key. But the problem is, your target doesn't make a sound until you're actually on target. So as you press the left and right arrows, you don't hear any noise letting you know where you're at. You just hear that little beeping noise when you're on target. That's the problem. So if you're moving left, moving left, moving left, and you're not getting anything, don't keep on moving left. Go start going right, and you'll hit it. That's my tip for this level. So, and it's pretty fast-paced, but that's basically all you do. Now... Oh boy. Don't go in one direction too much. If you're not finding anything, go back. Oh god. Oh god. There we go. There we go. And I don't think you are returned to center when you kill a bug, but, I'll have to, And my parents are home, so that's what my dogs are barking at, but that is not in the game. And if you're practiced like me, although I haven't played this in a year, but if you're good at this level, you can do it without losing a life, although it is very, very, very easy to lose a life in this level if you're not prepared. And if you get a certain amount of points in this level, you will get an extra life, although I don't know if my game will cooperate or not. And it doesn't look like it is, but I'm pretty sure I got it. I can press L to check. You start out with 3 lives, so... maybe you don't press L to check. Okay, what do you press to check that? Okay, how do you...
22,298 points.
Right. 6,400. Oh, stop. Okay, I don't really know how to check lives. I might have to look at the manual for that, but, I'm pretty sure I got it. I'm not gonna worry about it. So in this level, you are in a canoe, and, you're going down the river, and there are rocks coming at you, and there's a rope in the canoe, so you have to press the control key to lasso the rocks. So what you gotta do is you gotta...
89 points.
Center the rocks, and then when you hear that noise, you press the control key. And that is a crocodile. So when you scream like that, you have to press the spacebar to twirl around him. And you don't have to be centered at all with these rocks. So you can just kind of go around the rock, but you don't have to be totally centered on it. There's a crocodile. And if you don't get the rocks fast enough, or if you don't twirl around the crocodile fast enough, you will lose a life. And I actually like the sound it makes, but I'm not going to do it because there's 2 levels coming up which are potentially difficult, and I need all the lives I can for those. At least difficult for me. A big rock. And they will get faster as the level goes on, and on the different difficulties as well, they get faster. But we should be about done. And we're done. This is where I start to have major problems on all difficulties. What is that? Okay. Well, we should be good. Oh, okay, I better pause before, because that could potentially kill me. This is the Valley of the Tigers. And in this level, there are tigers coming at you, and you have to press the left and right arrows to get away from these tigers. Which is fine if there's only one, but the problem is they come at, later they'll start coming in groups of 2 and 3, and so you have to go either between them or try to pass them up. And sometimes it's kind of hard to hear where they all are, because they all growl at like the same time, so they all just sound like a big pack. You can't tell where they individually are. So I have actually lost up to 3 lives in this level. And if I have 4 lives, that would leave me with 1 life left, and I need that for level 7. So, yeah, that level 7 is also difficult. And also, there's a wacky rhino in this level that you have to jump over. When he'll start coming from left to right or right to left, and when he gets close to the center, you press the control key to jump, and you gotta time it, because you only are in the air for a certain amount of time. So let's see if we can pass up this tiger. Left and right arrows do the trick. So far, so good, but I am nervous. Still no rhino yet, but he will show up quite soon, I think. And these tigers don't have to be very centered to get you. You almost have to be hard left or hard right to pass them by. And I know I'm going left on all of these. I could go right, but I just feel more comfortable. Oh, there's the rhino. That was close. I was a little early on that jump, and I almost got hit by the tigers, so let's... Oh, I was way early on that, and that could have potentially been avoided because I'm pretty good at timing those things, but I should... Let's keep going left a bit so that I can... Now they're starting to come in groups. And I should be good with that pack, but only Lord knows what'll happen next. Oh god, that was close. Okay, that was close. That was a good jump. On Insane, he just charges. Sometimes that's easier because you don't have to time very precisely. On Easy, it's actually kind of hard sometimes to time it because he's going slower. So you have to be more precise with your... Because your jump is the same on no matter where you are, what difficulty. So far, so good. I'm actually getting lucky. I'm just... Oh god, this could be bad. This could be bad. Yep. Bad. Oh god, that was way too close. Way too early. Okay, that was close too. Alright, we should be almost done though. So... Oh god, this will not work. Nope. And if I end up dying, which is a very big possibility, I will just go through the rest of the levels individually because there is a way to do that. Okay then. This could also be bad. Oh god, that was close. Alright. Oh god, that was way too late, or way too early. Oh god. Okay, we made it. Oh god. Alright. Level 7, which is the mountain climb. Come on. Come on. You can do it, puppy. Alright. In this level, you're climbing up the mountain, and you press the up arrow key to climb up. There's a gorilla at the top of the mountain who's throwing coconuts. So you have to avoid the coconuts, and you'll hear me doing that. Now, the problem is, on easy, he's only throwing one coconut, which is easy to avoid. On normal, he's throwing two at a time, pretty much. And on insane, it's... I think there might be three, or they might just be two really fast ones. I can't tell, but I've done it maybe once on insane. Normal is still difficult, and I only have one life to do it, so... Yeah, this could potentially be bad. And there's also a rattlesnakes in the mountain. But I'll talk about them when we get there. So there's one coconut. But soon we will have two coconuts. And that was a rattlesnake. I was going forward. So with the up arrow, so I have to press the down arrow to go backward, to go... Oh god. Yep. I couldn't hear my footsteps very well, that's why...
Game over. Your final score is...
37,490 points.
Okay.
Start random start adventure.
I'm going to press the letter... or number 7 to go to level 7, because that's where we died.
Normal.
I'm going to try it again on normal. And this time we actually heard the intro to the level. So let's see if we can do this. This will actually only play the level. This won't continue after that level, so... because I was going right when I had that rattlesnake, so I had to press left to go the other way. Oops. I don't know what killed me. I think it was the rattlesnake because I didn't go fast enough. Oh god. See, the thing was, the rattlesnake came, so I had to press right to get away from it, and then I got into the path of the coconut. So you can tell I'm rusty at this level. Oh, okay, I am dead, because I only have 3 lives. So, I will not do that level again, because
your final score is
2,931 points.
You've heard how pathetically bad I am.
Random start adventure.
So let's do level 8 on normal.
Use your ease normal. Quest for treasure.
Alright. In this level, you have to go left and right through the cave, collecting treasure. No up or down, just left and right. And press the control key to grab the treasure. So that is what I will do. Then there's more besides that, but I will get to that. And then you have to center the treasure and get it. But you don't have like a... You have no cues as to when it is actually centered, you just have to listen. Oops! I should have remembered that, but I didn't. I should have... And those coins move, some of them do. Okay, I didn't do it fast enough. That was a scorpion. The screaming was you screaming at a scorpion. So you have to press the space bar 3 times when you hear this scream. And as you heard, you have to be pretty quick about it. And the ones that move, the coins that move are... It's kind of frustrating, because... I'm trying to... Oh! I like that one. I'm gonna see if I can get it. Oh. Yep, I got it. Oops. Okay. Game over.
Game over. Your final score is
1,625 points.
The problem with that level,
random,
which is why I'm having so much trouble with it, you don't scream right away when there's a scorpion, so you just go to grab the treasure and you don't even scream right away, so sometimes you are just too quick with grabbing the treasure before you even hear the scream. That's my problem anyway, so... And that would be a problem no matter what difficulty you're on, so...
Use your upper... Easy.
Level 9. This should be easy.
Take the ancient tribal statue. Let the game begin.
Alright, so this level is actually easy. Hard to explain, but easy to do. There's... You've taken the statue now, you found it, and now the Marpu warrior is after you. So you have to arrange a set of 10 bone pipes in order from highest to lowest on normal. On easy, it's lowest to highest. And I think on hard, you arrange the lowest ones from lowest to highest, and then the higher 5 pipes, you go from highest to lowest. I think that's how it works. But I haven't tried it in a timely fashion to tell you that. And so, you only have about a minute to do this. Now, what you do is you... Find the... And I know the pitch of the lowest bone pipe. Yep. And it's actually already in place, so I'm gonna... There's the second lowest, so I'm gonna grab it with the control key. Oops. There's the next one, so you grab it and swap it out with that. It's basically a grab and swap thing. And Marpu is close, but I'm almost done. Oh man, I went the wrong way. Okay, so you get to hear the game over sequence for this level. So, I'd skip ahead about 30 seconds if I were you, because it's gross. If you can't stand gross things, then stop now. Okay, we're back. I'm in easy mode. Oops. Hold on. So let's... And by swapping that, I got them all arranged. Sometimes that happens.
Exiting cage. Welcome.
Okay, so...
Game over.
Your final score is...
4,400 points.
Random adventure.
Alright, so
adventure.
Now level 10. Pressing the number 0.
Use your normal.
I'm gonna do normal on this one too. This is actually a pretty fun level. So, in this level, you have to swing on a vine across a waterfall, because Marpu is after you, and you have to swing across this waterfall 6 times, and each time the vine gets a little faster. Now, the thing with this is, you only have a certain amount of time to get from one side of the waterfall to the other before Marpu gets you, and it's game over. So, and another funny thing about this level, there's a bug. The waterfall is extremely loud, but if you pause the game while the waterfall's going, and then resume the game, the waterfall disappears. Which is an interesting bug, but it makes things a lot easier to hear. See, watch. See, it's gone. So, that running sound was on the left, so I'm pressing the left up arrow, and then... Wait till the waterfall's on the right, or the vine's on the right. So, running's on the right. So that means you have to jump up when the vine is on the right, which is what I'm doing. Now I'm jumping down on the left. And this thing, the whole thing about this is getting into the rhythm of the vine swings. And now they're getting faster, so... You can't jump up too late or too soon on this, or jump down too late or too soon, because... It's all in the rhythm, basically, and this is the last time. Unfortunately... Oh wait, no, that's not the last time. That was the last time. Unfortunately, you will not get to hear the winning sequence. So...
Game over.
But that's actually a good thing.
Your final score is...
4,800 points.
So,
start adventure.
That is Hunter. I know I've had a ton of game overs, some of which were expected, some of which were kind of stupid, but it's all in the fun of the game, right? I hope you liked the recording, and I hope you are persuaded not to get Hunter and to buy it, so I will see you in another recording, and I will be off.
Exiting game.